This is Stuart McMillan at Laclede's Landing. Revitalization is something that has been in the planning here for years, but the process has been difficult with the lack of funding, lots of parking gobbled up by the upgrades at the Arch grounds, and a large homeless encampment.
It's been a struggle. It has been a struggle.
Jan Sandweiss is the president of the Laclede's Landing Neighborhood Association.
The homeless who are still here are generally drug addicted or mentally ill, because the ones who were not have been given help and they've gone on to live in shelters. These do not want to leave. So the city has finally found places to give them the help that they need, because we cannot give them the help that they need here.
Today, some of the homeless have tents near where they plan to have a tailgating party ahead of Sunday's Battlehawks game. They have been told to leave by the city before that game takes place.
This is Kevin Killeen on the riverfront. The homeless in their tents, about a dozen of them, are getting ready to pack up and leave under orders from the city. We asked them, how do you feel about this?
Upset. Basically, like St. Louis City, the mayor and other departments don't really care about us.
One man says he's glad that he's being evicted. He's found a shelter with hot water and heat, and he says, I won't have to contend with the roaches down here on the riverfront. On the riverfront, Kevin Killeen, KMOX News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.